Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, happy new year, Andy Jones and all the listeners.
Thank you.
Yeah. How was last year for you? Was it a good year?
Yeah, it was a good year. I enjoyed 2012.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like I got through it. There's definitely some highlights and some great moments. And also, I'm kind of happy to wrap that one up.
Well, maybe you're just more honest because I pretty much gave you a... I think you could ask me any year.
Uh-huh.
How's 2006? How was 2007? Yeah, pretty good.
I guess it's that question like, hey, man, how you doing?
Fine.
Yeah.
So you were honest. I kind of just glazed over it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I ended the year just like slugging through holidays where all these days off, you know, sleeping in.
Yeah.
In our home. We're wearing pajamas into the afternoon on a couple of days. And I got to the point I was going crazy. If I had hair, I would try to pull it out. And I was really happy to wrap up the year and get into the new year and think about, you know, where I'm headed and mm-hmm. what I want to do. And just sort of, I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy because I kind of feel like a year is not going to get me to do something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. It's like, we change the date on what we write, but, I don't know, nothing dynamic happens because we step into a new year. It doesn't help us do anything, but we feel like this, the sense of a clean slate, and it's a new calendar year for us. So, something my wife did last year, she had a word. It was like her word for the year.
A word of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, she didn't have New Year's resolution. She didn't have a big long list of goals, but she had like a word that it was, she referenced it a lot through the year, and it was sort of like something that she wanted in her heart and in her mind and wanted to kind of, in a sense, make her life adapt to that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
her word was less. Did you happen to hear her say that ever?
Yeah, I did. I did hear her talk about that.
Uh-huh. I argued with her a few times about it. Like, I want you to do more.
Uh-huh.
But I think her thing was simplifying, prioritizing, doing what was important, but mm-hmm. not just giving in to chaos and clutter. And, you know, more of a focus. But I think for her, it was the idea of I need to strip some things away that are less important. So mm. her word for the year was less.
Did she do it?
I think so. I think I really, yeah, I think I guess we'd have to ask her. Mm-hmm. I'll ask her when I get
home
tonight.
Okay.
I don't know if she was successful or not. So I'm on the bandwagon now. I'm jumping in.
Whoa. Yeah. You have a word of
the
year?
I have a word for this year.
Okay.
Been thinking about it. My word for this year is hustle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean like working the streets and or stealing stuff. That's
you're
going to really
be at pool halls every night.
Yeah. But more of the concept, you know, when I was on a boys basketball team, our coach would tell us, hey, guys, you got to hustle. And, you know, what he was talking about is you got to work hard. You got to go for it. No holding back. Put it all out there on the floor
mm-hmm.
and do what other guys aren't willing to do. So I just feel like for me this year, I'm ready for some serious hustling.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? You got a word?
Well, yeah, you asked me that and it did make me think of all sorts of words and I guess I'll have to fine tune it. But one that comes to mind a lot is the idea of stretching.
Stretching.
And again, not physically.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're not taking yoga?
No. Have you ever done yoga?
No.
I haven't either. But the idea of stretching myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, I tend to be a more safe, like I like family and comfort. So for me to push myself, to stretch myself in giving and generosity, different things, different areas as a leader, to stretch myself as a leader would be a good theme word for me.
I like it. That's good. Yeah. So, you know, for me, I'm methodical and patient.
Measured.
And, tend to be understated. And I like to step back and take the long-term view, mm-hmm. the big picture. And so hustle doesn't always go with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like in some ways they can feel like a little bit the opposite. So, lighting a fire under myself mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. really go for it. I don't want that saying, too little, too late to be true about me. I don't want too much too soon either. But I really want to go for it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are some things this year that I haven't done that I want to do. It's going to be, you know, some new things for me. And I want to work hard. I want to work when others are slacking. I've even been thinking about, I always want to be the first one opening up the office.
Mm.
I want those first few hours. And I feel like there's something important that happens when mm-hmm. everyone else is doing whatever they're doing, brushing their teeth or mm-hmm. getting the, you know, croutons out of their eyes. But I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm hustling.
First one in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to end with some quotes from Thomas Edison. You know who that guy is?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Famous inventor.
Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. I think people have heard this one before. What it boils down to is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. He's talking about hustling.
Right, right.
Everything comes to him who hustles when he waits. And by waiting, what he means is like when you haven't hit it yet, you know, when it hasn't. Mm-hmm. Whatever, got out into the big time. He's like, you got to hustle mm-hmm. before that happens.
Yeah.
Opportunity is missed most by people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work.
I like that.
Uh-huh. If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. And then he said, to invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk. So I'm going to take the pile of junk that's my life this year and use some imagination, some hustle, some yeah. hard work, and I'm going to do some new things. So... what I want to challenge everybody to do is get on the bandwagon with my wife, Sherry, mm-hmm. and have a word for the year, something that you are, you know, kind of molding your life around, making sure that that becomes part of what you do this year and what you're thinking about. So get your word of the year.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.